Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon, Just the News family. Hello, America, and welcome to a new edition of John Solomon Reports, a podcast from Just the News, where a nation awaits the verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin. That could come down any day now, any hour. But why we're waiting for that, we've been doing some reporting. We've been working with some great members of Congress, some great law enforcement officials, to help you see how illegal aliens under the Biden administration get trafficked to the interior of the country where they have no lawful right to be. The law says you can't enter this country without the proper permission, without the proper documentation. And yet there is a mass operation enabled, in some cases funded, by the Biden administration. And today we're going to take you to a chain segment of that. The NGOs, the nonprofit groups that are in the middle of taking an illegal alien, once they're granted or let into the country because the Biden administration is not enforcing the law, and then they move them. And tomorrow, we're going to make public at Just the News an extraordinary package that one nonprofit group gave to one illegal alien that was intercepted through a whistleblower and given to Congressman Lance Gooden of the great state of Texas. He's going to join us tomorrow to talk about this. But we're going to walk you through what's in this packet, including a get out of security screening for TSA. Basically, there's a letter that the nonprofit working with the Biden administration gives the illegal alien that says, hey, this person probably doesn't have the right documentation to meet the current post 9/11 identification rules, but let them on the plane anyways, give them a good search, and then let them on the plane. That's all included in this remarkable package. We're going to be writing about it tomorrow. And today, we're going to get you an early head start. Because you're John Solomon Reports podcast listeners, you're going to get an early scoop on what's in this package, what's going on. And we're going to talk to Mark Morgan, somebody that knows about this better than anything, the former acting commissioner of the Customs and Border Patrol Agency, one of the true experts on immigration, one of the strongest voices. Keep in mind, he served President Obama and President Trump. He's one of the strongest voices crying out against the open border and the enormous, enormous dangers that it is creating. We're going to have Mark Morgan on for a while, and then we're going to take you back to a family that we first introduced you to last week. This is a family that has given so much. They have had a wounded warrior. They have gone through all the pain and suffering and triumph of overcoming the egregious wounds. And they have found a way in the midst of their own tragedy, in the midst of their own personal consequences, to give back to their community. And so some of that we talked about last week on the Veteran Special was a crafting project that was made possible by the great folks at Annie's Kit Club. They got this family into quilting. The wounded warrior fell in love with that quilting and now makes quilts for other wounded warriors, for other veterans in need. And obviously the wife plays a big role, but the daughter, their college-age daughter, has started a podcast to help other military children dealing with this crisis understand how to best go about it, how to overcome some of the challenges. That podcast is taken off. We're going to bring you inside young Gracie's effort to care and help and assist other families with wounded warriors, focusing on the children. If you're the child of a wounded warrior, you know what you went through, what your family went through. Gracie is trying to help those extraordinary other family members now going through it, using her experience, her 10-year experience, her adventure with her dad, recovering from a horrific IED bomb. And we're going to have her on as a special treat. Just one more reminder how amazing our military families are, how dedicated they are. They find a way to keep serving and giving this country, even when struck by the pain and suffering of something like an IED attack. That is the resilient, incredible spirit of our fighting armed forces, the men and women, the families. And believe me, when one member of a family enlists in the U.S. military, the whole family enlists in service, because the child, the wife, the brother, the sister, the mother, the father, they all inherit some of the burden of what our warriors face on the front lines with the horrific scars of war, injuries, emotional, mental. It is a whole family service. And if you haven't been the child of a warrior, you don't maybe fully appreciate it. But young Gracie is there to give us. And so one more time, Daniel and Jeanette Burgess, the family we first introduced you to last week, they're going to give us one more gift on this podcast today in the form of their beautiful daughter, Gracie. Gracie Burgess is going to talk about her podcast, Grace of a Military Child. Grace of a Military Child. Go check it out. What a powerful show today. Mark Morgan, Gracie Burgess here back to back, and an exclusive story that you only get because you're a Just the News reader and a John Solomon Reports podcast listener. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. First up, when we come back, Mark Morgan, the former chief of the Customs and Border Patrol, a real expert on immigration, to talk about the package of documents that we got from Congressman Gooden, his great work through a whistleblower, showing how nonprofits facilitate the movement of illegal aliens from border facilities to the interior of our country, where they often disappear. They fall into the fabric and we don't see them again. Coming up right after this commercial break. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you, because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000, or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653, or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. And as promised, one of my favorite interviews. Mark Morgan has been one of the true experts on the border. He has served multiple presidents, most recently as the acting commissioner of the CPB, or CBB, I said that wrong, and has a long life of law enforcement, really understands what's right and wrong about our border, and he always brings a lot of wisdom here. So join me in welcoming Mark right now. Mark, great to have you on the show.
John, thanks for having me, as always. I appreciate it.
Well, we have been working with Congressman Lance Gooden. He is a Texas congressman, and he's been able to get from a whistleblower a package that basically shows how the nonprofits, the NGOs that work with the Biden administration, are moving illegal aliens into the interior of the country. And I shared it with you, and I just want to get your early reaction to what you see there. It probably doesn't surprise you. You've known this has been going on, but what's your first take on what you see in this package?
Yeah, John, I think so. I think one, there's a couple important things. One, it absolutely puts to bed and confirms what we have known, been saying, suspected for a very long time. So I'm absolutely, very, very happy that the congressman has continued to push hard as he has for a long time, and he got this information. But look, at the end of the day, we've been saying this since day one of this administration took over, that this is exactly what's been going on. They've been doing under the cloak of darkness, and they've been lying to the American people about what they're doing and the extent of the problem.
Yeah, it really is. And I'll tell you, there's one thing that jumped out at me as we started to do the reporting. And there's a nonprofit that's working clearly with the Biden administration. They may or may not be getting funding, but they're clearly in sync with them. And they write a letter to the TSA saying, "Dear TSA, this person may not have the right identification to get on an airline like you and I would be required to get an airline. So please cut them some slack and let them get on the airplane with the whatever ID they have." What does that say to you about our security posture when we leave that sort of flexibility there?
Look, this should scare anyone listening right now, John, should scare them legitimately. This is not hyperbole. You know, I've talked before about the vetting. They say that the illegal aliens are being vetted. That's a joke. There is no way that aliens from 150 different countries, 1.7 million most of the last 10 months, that they're actually able to properly vet them to know for sure who these individuals are. We know that they're dropping their IDs on the banks of Mexico to come across and say, "Oh, I don't have any ID," so it'll make it easier for them to get across. And TSA is using this very obscure policy and rule that actually allows them for these individuals to board without an ID. So think about it. We do not know definitively who these individuals that are actually boarding planes going to every state in this country. If that is not alarming to every American citizen, then I don't know what is.
Yeah, no, you couldn't have said it any better. I mean, that really is. I was shocked. I didn't know that they were getting these letters and you can hand them out. And basically, it's a get out of jail pass and you can get on the airline. And it looks like every aspect of what really is human trafficking. At the end of the day, whether well-intentioned or not, these charities are moving people into the interior of the country who don't have a lawful right to be there. And you see that they make the reservations for them. They give them a map of how to get around the airport. The letter suggests that they even get an American escort if they want, if they need the help with English language or something. You and I can't even bring our family to the gate when we go away now. This almost looks like an underground railroad sort of operation, very systematic. Are you surprised how developed these NGOs are in helping people get into the interior of the country?
No, because look, they've been doing it for a long time. John, you couldn't have said it better. What I say, I put it simply, is that the NGOs, they are absolutely assisting the smugglers in completing the final chain of the smuggling operation. Without the NGOs, the smugglers would not be as effective as they are. Someone illegally enters, they're released by the Border Patrol to local communities because they're forced to, and the NGOs take over from there. The NGOs are the Catholic Charities. They are funded very well through donations, sometimes very large companies, and they're also subsidized by the federal government. That illegal alien is dropped off, and you're right, the NGOs take over from there. They give them anything they want. They give them a cash credit card. They give them free plane tickets anywhere they want. They absolutely assist them with TSA, with boarding, as you suggested, and they make sure that they are actually flown to anywhere they want to in this country, their final destination, to complete the final leg of the smuggling operation. That is absolutely what the NGOs are doing. Wittingly, unwittingly, look, they've been doing it for a long time. Yep. In my opinion, John, they know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. This is a very well-developed plan. In fact, I don't think my travel agency gives me this good a package when I go on my vacation. So,
John, that's exactly right. Look, I've been to the border multiple times in the last 10 months. I've seen it. I've been to McAllen Airport, for example, early in the morning, where the majority of individuals actually early morning flight were all illegal aliens. They all have the same exact packet. Free plane tickets in their hand. Many of them, like you said, had interpreters, and many of them actually pre-boarded the plane before American citizens did. Again, a packet that explains exactly what they need to do, exactly where they're going, all funded by donations and taxpayers.
Yeah, it's just amazing thing. And you look, this particular package involves an illegal alien who came in through the San Diego area, looks like in Baja or in that area there. They're put up at a Four Points Sheraton Hotel. That's a pretty nice gig to get. And then they have a United Airlines flight reservation for them, the reservation number. It's literally like getting, like you were getting cruise tickets and going on a vacation. The only thing that's a little different is that you do get a notice to appear. And in this case, the illegal alien comes in California, but they're being shipped to Louisiana, and the Homeland Security Department said, no problem, we'll set you up to have your first check-in in Louisiana. So the Homeland Security Department is literally facilitating the location where they're about to move. Does that surprise you that Homeland is setting up the destination, knowing that this person came in California, but guess what? They get to go to Louisiana because that's where the NGO is taking them.
Yeah, they know about it. They just turn their heads. So they know that they illegally enter, Border Patrol releases the community, and DHS washes their hands. They don't test them, they don't vaccinate them, and they have no idea where they're going. It's all done by the NGOs. Look, but DHS fully knows this. And you talk about the hotels, you're right. Along the southwest border, there are, again, these NGOs are buying up hotel rooms at some very nice hotel rooms, and that's where these illegal aliens are staying. Again, charged to donations and, again, the subsidies from the federal
government.
They come in. Yeah, that's exactly right. They immediately get to go to a nice hotel. They're fed all they want, a new clothing, medical attention, whatever they want. And to include, they ask the alien, where do you want to go? They ask the alien this, John. Wow. And the alien says, I want to go to Louisiana. I want to go to Montana. No problem. Here's your free plane ticket. We'll arrange everything. We get you onto the plane. Otherwise, no American citizen will be able to get on a plane with ID, but we'll fix it and we'll get you your final destination. That's happening every single day. It's happening right now as we speak.
It is remarkable. It just is remarkable. It looks like they were given an AstraZeneca shot. They're sent in the country. Basically, everything that they could possibly want is provided in this packet, even though they've unlawfully crossed the border. It just is extraordinary. What is the solution? I mean, obviously Biden's going to keep this going. Are there any avenues of legal attack that you haven't seen made yet that maybe could slow this down?
Yes. Look, state of Texas, and I want to do this accurately because I completely applaud the state of Texas. Both the Attorney General Paxton has done an incredible job. Governor Abbott has done an incredible job. He's leading the pack. There's been a few other governors. Governor DeSantis, Missouri has stepped in. But Texas is by far leading with respect to specific actions to at least do something to try to secure the border and stem the flow of illegal immigration. But, John, it's not enough. Look, until you have effective consequences, and those consequences are removal, until you start removing illegal aliens with fraudulent and fake asylum claims rather than releasing them into the interior United States, it's not going to stop. And it's just common sense. If somebody knows they can illegally enter, there's no consequences, and they're going to be released, and then they're going to be prevented from being deported right now with all the restrictions, of course they're going to keep coming. So right now, look, there's some discussions about Article 1, Section 10, Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution when it comes to invasion, which would give states the actual ability to do more, to actually remove illegal aliens from the country rather than only leaving that up to the federal government at this point.
Wow, that could be really interesting. And we just had Ken Paxton on the show about a week ago, being 10 days ago, and he was looking at this. I mean, is there any way to punish or to put the NGOs, the nonprofits, on alert, because obviously without them, this trafficking, this movement of aliens becomes a lot harder for the U.S. government. Has anyone thought about, do they have the protection of the U.S. government extended to them? Or is there some open avenue, public pressure, political pressure, or legal pressure that can be exacted against them?
I think it's all of the above, but legally you have to be very careful, right? Because you're going to have to show, obviously beyond a reasonable doubt, that the NGOs are actually communicating directly with the smugglers and actually helping to facilitate the illegal entry of a migrant into the country. That's going to be hard to do versus they're just sitting back and saying, hey, look, we're not causing this. We're not part of it. We're just providing humanitarian assistance,
right,
knowing full well that they are part of the challenge. But I do think there's some public pressure and political pressure with that can be applied that says, look, you are part of the problem. You should be out there communicating. Why aren't the Catholic Charities, John, reaching out there and getting billboards and saying not to come? Because hundreds and hundreds of migrants have died making the journey. I mean, how many more images do we need to see of a child? How many more images do we need to see of dead migrants that have drowned in the Rio Grande or died of exposure in the open air desert environment in the southwest border? I mean, we could go on and on, talk about the tragedy. What about the Darien Gap? The reports of countless migrants dying. What about where are the charities going to step up and say the most effective thing we can to reduce the tragedy is to stop illegal immigration rather than help facilitate it?
Yeah, and that's one of the funny things. The people who, and I'm sure a lot of them feel they're doing good, right? They're trying to do something right here. They're actually, by encouraging people to come this route, there's two possibilities, right? They're putting them in danger getting here, and then when they get here, because they have no real support system beyond the NGO giving a few dollars and transferring to where they want, they're very vulnerable to drug gangs, regular gangs, human trafficking, sex trafficking.
That's so right, and we don't talk enough about it.
No, we don't.
You know this subject very well. You know, they're trafficking, too. We say a lot of the victims that are being smuggled, they're being trafficked at the same time. They just don't know it until they're released into the United States. You're right. The young adults that come here under minors, under the minor program, look, they don't speak the language, they're uneducated, unskilled, have no familiar connection here. They make great opportunities for recruitment for gangs. We see it year after year after year. I work gangs in Southern California. It's an absolute fact. And then let's talk about the exploitation on the way up here. Non-government organizations have said up to 30% of young women and children are abused. Border Patrol agents could tell you countless examples of where they've interviewed a 12, 14-year-old girl that was raped multiple times coming up here. And that's why I say the most inhumane thing that this country could do is have open border policies for illegal immigration. It just increases that tragedy that you cannot take back. You cannot undo a migrant that died. You can't undo a young woman that was raped multiple times. The best way you could do is prevent it, to stop it, and that is to secure our borders and stem the flow of illegal immigration.
Yeah, such an important thing, Mark. It's why you ran the agency so effectively and why we had such a drop in illegal immigration when you were in charge with President Trump's policies. And now we've got, you know, probably 2 million illegals that are going to get in the country this year alone. It's really, really something. Well, Mark, we're going to keep on this one. We're going to keep, we want to be talking to airline pilots, everyone that we know, because there's a lot of people in this chain of trafficking that we want to get their story from. But I want to thank you for helping us make so much sense of this today.
You bet, John. Anytime. Thank you.
All right, brother. Thank you very much. Folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we got a special treat. We're going to take you inside a special military family. You're going to not want to miss this story. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guaranteed. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition, and of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS for 15% off. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. And as promised, a very special guest, somebody whose family I just got to meet last week, and they are such a remarkable family, the Burgess family. Every one of them has done something to help our country. Their dad, of course, Daniel, was one of those wounded warriors we talked about on our Veterans Day podcast. He is now giving back to other wounded warriors through the quilting work he does. Obviously, his wife, Jeanette, is doing so much as the wife of a wounded warrior. But I bet you didn't know last week when we were talking that we were going to bring in their daughter, Gracie, who on her own started a podcast designed to help children of military families, particularly those that are dealing with grievous wounds. Joining me right now from college, I believe it is Gracie Burgess. Gracie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Your family is an inspiration because, you know, some people get hit with the extraordinary devastation that your dad and did and your whole family, and they close up, right? They just, we got to get through this. Your family somehow had the capacity to keep giving, even in the midst of your own crisis, even in the midst of your own pain and suffering. Each one of you has found a way to really give back and help other families that may be going through what your family did. Tell us just how your life changed back in November 2000. It was a decade ago, I guess this month, that your dad was wounded. How did your life change at that point?
Yeah, so I guess it was a complete 180. You know, we had ideas and we had visions of where we were going and what we were doing next. You know, it was thought of ours that we were going to wait this deployment out. Dad was going to come back home. We were going to try to get to Florida and, you know, do military things in Florida. That way, I, again, was so young, so I don't know exactly what the story is behind that was, right. But we were going to try and get to Florida. You know, we had these plans. One of the big things was before my dad deployed, we took a Disney trip as a family. It was our first trip.
Wow.
And we took that in September of 2010. And then when they told us that he was going to be deploying, they said, once Dad gets back, we're going to take another trip to Disney to more or less celebrate that. And then, you know, of course, things change, plans change. We didn't expect this dramatic of a change to happen and to take place. But, you know, it took place and we had to figure it out. We had to work through it.
Yeah.
And, you know, we still did end up taking that Disney trip, but, like, we didn't get to go to Florida right after he came back. We, you know, we had to make a stop in Texas for a couple years. So things change, plans change. And, you know, being, I was 9 years old at the time. So being nine years old, it's not an easy change, especially when I didn't live anywhere in the Cleveland, Ohio life. So I was kind of used to my same schools, the same friends, things like that. And so when it's like, oh, well, you get to move to Texas now. And it's like, I have to make new friends. I have to go to a new school. I have to live in a new house. You know, so things like that, it's kind of like that complete 180 of where do I go to next?
Yeah, no, it is. And it's your life gets turned upside down and you really have no control over it. I mean, you have to ride the circumstances. And obviously, you control your own behavior and your own destiny. But the events that led to it are just things out of your control. Was part of that experience the inspiration for you starting this incredible podcast, which is Grace of a Military Child? Folks, if you haven't listened to it, Gracie started this in April. It is amazing. I listened to a couple episodes. I love it. I want to get your firsthand account. Why did you start this podcast?
Yeah, so back in March, my mom was actually the one who said, you should do this podcast. You should, you know, focus on military kids, getting their stories, sharing their stories, because there's not a platform for military kids to share their stories, really. You know, I always say the service members are always the first ones recognized, which they deserve.
Right.
But the spouses come next and the kids come next. Next to a service member is a family who serves too. And so the spouses are finally starting to get some sort of recognition, but there was still nothing for the kids. There's nothing for the kids. So when my mom was like, you should do this podcast, focus it on military kids, allow them a space to get their stories out. My first answer was no. I was like, no, thank you.
Got enough. I'm going to college. That's enough.
Right. So I said no. And then my sister and I were running errands that night. And I was explaining to her, you know, what mom said. And she was like, you should do it. She's like, you can call it Grace of a Military Child. It plays off of your name a little bit. I'll draw you a logo when we get home. So she does most of my digital design. And so she drew me a logo that night. And I was like, well, I guess we're doing this. So we started it. My dad and I spent like 2 weeks trying to research microphones and research how to start a podcast and audio editing and all of that stuff because we had no clue. We were so clueless. But yeah, it kind of started from there. And I got a lot of my friends on board to do it at first to, you know, be my first guests and share their story. And then, you know, from there, some people will reach out to me from friends of friends and just starting to get these stories out of military kids.
It's so impressive. And you've only been going since April. You're already in the top 10% global rank of podcasts. That is an amazing accomplishment. You're on iTunes. You're in all the right places. But what I love is that each episode, you personify another family, another kid, someone who just like you went through the things that you went through. And I think the combination of your experience with that other person, it creates such an amazing listening experience. And I wonder what sort of feedback, what sort of interaction are you getting as you're on about 36 episodes already? I think you're really getting along. What reaction are you getting from military families across the country?
Yeah, so I haven't met a family that's not supportive yet, which is kind of crazy. Like you said, I've done over 36, getting to about 35 episodes, I think, that airs this week. And so I've got tons of episodes out and, you know, I've recorded tons of other ones. So it's like, you know, we've gotten a lot of listeners off of it and we've gotten a lot of people on the podcast. So it's kind of crazy to think that, you know, there's not been someone who's not supportive of it yet. And, you know, I get a lot from some people on Instagram who say, you know, this is something that I could have used when I was growing up. This is something like just creating the connection between military kids and other military kids. And so military kids and families. And not that that's bad, but it's different when you're in the shoes of a military kid. If you weren't a military kid, like you're not going to understand the life that we've lived as much as if you were a military kid.
Yeah, it's such a true thing. I mean, everyone knows the phenomenon. We call it military brats, whatever you call it. But I love the introduction or your teaser on your podcast. Military children are insanely unique. I love that because it is true. Yeah. Those who grew up in a military family have an experience unlike others, and the moving, the risks that mom and dad take as members of the military, it adds to an experience that unless you're in it, you can't really fully appreciate it. And I think even if you're in a non-military family and you're listening to this podcast, it gives you an appreciation for what is actually that life is like and the sacrifices. You mentioned it. everyone's a warrior when you're in a military family. Everybody shoulders a certain burden, and we forget that, right? You said spouses mm-hmm. are getting a little more attention now, but kids shoulder a lot of burden too. What's been your favorite moment? Do you have a moment when you look back at the podcast, you say, ah, God, that's when I knew I was meant to do this?
I don't know if there's like a specific moment, but I will say through the years, it's hard to keep in touch. And even though I've only moved twice, it's still hard to keep in touch with people. And so one thing that it has allowed is for me to, you know, reconnect with some of my old friends and be like, hey, do you want to do this? And like, we can catch up with each other. Like, it kind of breaks that barrier of, you know, we haven't seen each other in 8 years. We haven't talked to each other in 8 years. Like, you know, are we still friends, you know, kind of thing. And so being able to reconnect with some of my old friends has been really nice. And to be able to learn more about their stories, you know, I know more or less surface level of their stories and what they've been through from, you know, the couple years we've both lived in Texas. But now learning more in depth about their story and things like that is really cool.
Yeah, no, it is such an amazing thing. And it's amazing how fast time can fly. I mean, that's one of the things when you're going to school and you're in college, that clock is just twirling about in circles faster than we ever know. And you wake up one day and you're like, where did 10 years go?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's amazing. Now, you're balancing this with school and all the other things that you do as you're growing up.
Yeah.
You know, you're doing all the things that school requires. You've got all the things that young life requires. And yet you have this other mission. And I wonder now, as you've looked back, as you grow older now, what are some of the most important messages that you can deliver to families who might be going through what you went through 10 years ago right now? What are some of the things that you can pass on to them as wisdom?
It's not easy. It's not easy. There are days where, you know, it feels like everything in the world is going wrong. And there's days where it feels like everything in the world is going right. And you just have to kind of, I guess, go through those moments and find something good in the moment. And know that you're going to get past this. Know that, you know, just because my dad had his injuries, like, he's still here and we got past, you know, so many big things and days where it's like, right, what's he going to make it? So once you get past those hard days, like, you can look back and be like, I've gotten past those hard days. I can get past this little hard day of, you know, maybe I didn't do as well as on a quiz that I wanted to do. Maybe I didn't get as many listeners as I wanted. So, you know, there's just little inconveniences along the way, but looking back at it, it really doesn't make a difference. And there's going to be more hard days to come, but you can get through those too.
Yeah, such a good, important lesson. I'm a father of a special need child, and I think every one of us, when you have a unique circumstance in your life, one of the best pieces of advice is right after my son was born. It's 30 years now, so it's been a long time, but there was a military family, and their dad had been wounded, and their child had been born with special needs probably about 2 months apart. Really a pretty remarkable double blow for them. And by that time, they were 10 years into it and they had everything under wraps again. But they said something to me that's really stuck in the back of my head. And as I listened to your podcast, I felt this coming through. They said the greatest thing you can learn when you're in adversity, when you have things that didn't turn out the way that is, to remember to celebrate the little things that you might have forgotten to cherish, might have forgotten to appreciate. And that gets you through the hard days. And as I listened to your podcast, I listened to all these other great military kids, that really came through. It's really remarkable, the message that you're delivering in these interviews. What is next for this? I mean, now that you're spreading that word, where do you go with this next?
So my big goal, first off, is I want to hit 500 followers on Instagram. I'm pretty sure I've got close to 400 right now. I don't have the exact numbers, but close to 400. I want to get to 500, hopefully by the end of 2021. And then I'm doing a huge giveaway off of that. Aww. And then my biggest goal is to have Shaquille O'Neal on the podcast.
Why him? Why Shaquille?
So when I was in Texas and I was in sixth grade, there was a day and they said, okay, everyone needs to go to the gym. And so we all went to the gym and it turns out they were actually retiring his jersey.
Wow.
So he was at the school and retired his jersey and he graduated from the school that I went to middle school at.
How cool is that? Shaquille, if you're listening, you better join. You better get on this podcast. Yes. Get on there. I started as a sports writer, so I got to see Shaquille O'Neal play early in my journalism career. Really, really one of the great centers and basketball players of all time. Really a remarkable man. So that's a good one to have on. Good guest.
Yes, there are so many celebrities out there, and I would love to have these celebrities who, you know, we see their lives portrayed on the screen or on social media or whatever it may be, but, you know, they're military kids too. And, you know, just because they're famous doesn't mean they're, you know, less of a military child than someone else's. And they've lived through some insane struggles and accomplishments being a military child. And, you know, I think that deserves to get out there too.
It does indeed. And thankfully, you're helping do that. That's really amazing. Gracie, congratulations on your podcast. Folks, I'm going to tweet out today a link so you can sign up today to Gracie's great podcast. It is a must listen whether you're a military family member or not. So much to learn, so much to appreciate, so much wisdom shared by this really wonderful family that is the Burgess family. Gracie, congratulations. And let's keep in touch with us. Let us know how this podcast is going. We're very excited to see its success. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up for the day. Folks, eat stress-free this spring. How? With Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. That's great for a busy person like me. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your Springtown goals. Why do I use Factor Meals? Well, it's real simple. I'm busy, but I want to eat healthy. And if it only takes you 2 minutes, I'm all in on healthy eating. And the best part is that Factor Meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. All you got to do is simply heat and savor the good stuff. Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. I love asparagus. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50 and use the code justnews50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That code, one more time, is justnews50 at factormeals.com/justnews50. What are you going to do? You're going to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. That's a great deal. One more time. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50. Use the promo code justnews50 for half off your first order. Hey, folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a 4-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right. You heard me right. 4 years for 30 bucks. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special. 4 years for $30 and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews. All right, folks, that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you to Mark Morgan for coming in and helping us understand this document. Thank you to Congressman Gooden for helping us get a hold of these documents and do some real reporting. We're going to give you a story tomorrow. Go to justthenews.com tomorrow, and we'll have an extraordinary story on these documents. But you got a little glimpse, an early glimpse, thanks to the reaction of Mark Morgan, a really great friend of the show and a very important voice in the border security debate. And if you haven't had a chance, if you were inspired like I was by the extraordinary grace of Gracie Burgess, go subscribe to her podcast on Apple or on whatever platform you like to listen to podcasts. She's everywhere. Grace of a Military Child. What an incredible project. The daughter of a wounded warrior. She takes the painful experience of her family and she now helps other children who are facing such tragedy, facing such challenge, to understand that they've got a community and there's a path to surviving this as a family member, as a child. Remember, children often can be overwhelmed by things that adults are overwhelmed by. Gracie has opened up an entire window for this country to the children of our great fighting men and women, the wounded warriors. What a great public service she's doing. She didn't crawl up into a ball and say, "I cry, Uncle, I've had enough pain in my life, I'm done." She found a way to keep serving, and that podcast is, I will tell you, a great podcast. It is a public service. Go listen to it. Go subscribe to it. If you got a kid, have them subscribe to it. Gracie does something very, very special. She's already 30 episodes into her podcasting career. What an amazing woman. I'm so glad we could have her on. All right, folks, that wraps it up for the day. We'll be back tomorrow with a new edition of John Solomon Reports. Until then, may God bless you. May God bless this extraordinary country, the United States of America, as he always has. You have been listening to the John Solomon Reports podcast from justthenews.com. Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the wellness company comes in. You know the wellness company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The wellness company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust. And the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. And most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the wellness company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%.